Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Selfless Love Talk Show with your host, Coach Chanel Budd. This morning, I'm excited to bring to you six phenomenal authors six best international best-selling authors. And I'm going to introduce to you all first the CEO of Thanks and Meals, Ayana. Ayana has been on our show several times, so you should all be familiar with her. She is a phenomenal CEO and founder of Thanks and Meals, a publishing company. And so, Ayana, I would like for you to come on and give them a little bit more about you, please. Ayana? Okay. So what I'm going to do now, you guys, is welcome on. Let's see. I have someone who is on mute, so that may be Ayana.
Yes. Hello, good morning. Can you hear me?
Good morning. I can. Good morning.
Hi, everybody. My name is Ayana Mills-Ambrose, and I am the CEO and literary strategist for Thanks and Meals, a literary firm. I am a master anthologist, and I'm very happy about this current book collaboration. I love to be able to help women to use their voices and get their stories out to empower other women. And this book right here, Radical Woman, is so exciting to me. It's very near and dear to my heart. And the authors are all so very amazing. So I just hope that you will support them and purchase their book as well as support them on their future endeavors. So this is Ayana Mills, and I am finished speaking. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Welcome, everyone. I am excited and honored to have you all on today. And I will be bringing to you all Beatrice. Beatrice Charles, welcome and good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so very much. Good morning, everybody. My name is Beatrice Charles. I have a background in hospitality management. I am a new Amazon best-selling author of the powerful women's, ultimate women's guide to transitioning out of your place of shame and pain. It is the Radical Woman book, Resilience After Difficult Issues, Changes and Losses. And let me tell you, myself and 14 other women had the opportunity to share our stories with you. My personal story is how I transitioned from a narcissistic marriage. And it was during that time in my life that I was able to birth my ministry. So I'm so excited to be here on today. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. So the next is going to be Blanca. Welcome, Blanca.
Hi, good morning, and thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here this morning. My name is Blanca Solorzano, and I am an international best-selling author, new author, entrepreneur, mother of two, and I migrated to this country when I was 4 years old. I have a background in the field of personal injury, and I have always enjoyed helping others and being a part of community programs for the youth and adults. And I feel that I felt the need to write and inspire people through my story. And I am very excited to be on this journey with these 14 other inspirational women of all walks of life. With our new book, Radical Woman, that means resilience after difficult issues, changes, and losses. And it's a very exciting opportunity for me because I feel that I've always, like I said, wanted to inspire people and be a role model to others through my life and my experiences. And my part of the chapter is about motherhood and my journey dealing with a child who has mental health issues. And it's a topic that many people don't like to talk about because, you know, people feel that there are so many stigmas with mental health, that you go into denial, feel loneliness, guilt, and shame. And as a parent, it is very difficult when dealing with a child because that mental health beast takes on a different form, and it definitely brings on a lot of challenges. And, of course, as parents, we don't have a guide, and I just felt that I needed to show people that there are ways to, you know, seek for help and help the one that you love in order for you not to lose that person, you know, through their struggles and yours as well, because it's a family thing and a community thing. And we, in our society, in our, you know, community, we tend to hide when it comes to mental health. So that's what my part of the book is about. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. This is powerful, and you're right. There are so many people who really honestly need to start speaking up and speaking out about this, and not being shamed. So thank you. The next is going to be Tarsha.
Hello. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Thank you. My name is Tarsha Howard. I am a servant of God, an empowerment specialist, and a number one best-selling author in the new book, Radical Woman. As of 2021, my assignment is to provide information for women to start a business that will create wealth and break generational poverty. As a contributing author in the book, Radical Woman, I wrote about a relationship with a narcissist and how that very relationship opened me up to narcissistic abuse. In order to break free, the Lord taught me a prayer strategy by using the law of attraction to bring a transformational change, not only in my life, but it can also bring it into the lives of others, from attracting and bring freedom from attracting future narcissists into their lives. And finally, I hope that my story impacts others who have gone through a similar situation so they can break free as well. I am so grateful for this opportunity, and thank you so much for having me as well.
Thank you so much for being here. I'm already taken back and excited about Radical Women, okay? The next author is going to be Tanya. I'm sorry.
Hello. Good morning.
Yes. Okay, so Tarsha just spoke, so now it's Tanya, correct?
Yes, Tanya.
Okay, welcome.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. Good morning. Yes, my name is Tanya Kent, and I am so excited about being an international best-selling author for the first time. Yay. I am a lending officer for a nonprofit, and I obtained degrees after overcoming dyslexia. I am so excited about this book, Radical Woman, because you all get to read about our difficult struggles that we have had in the past and how we all have overcome them. My personal story is going from dyslexia to having college degrees. Yep. From dyslexia to degrees. So anything is possible. And so I just want to let the people know that if you are a person who struggles with dyslexia, have shame about being dyslexia, if you fear being dyslexia, I want to speak to you. I want to connect with you. I want to support you. I want to hold your hand to help you overcome those fears, the shame, and the guilt that may come with being dyslexic, and let you know that you can be who all God created you to be. Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome, and thank you for being here. The next author is Erica.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. So my name is Erica Nobles, and I am just still in awe of the fact that I'm a number one best-selling author of this amazing book called Radical Women, and how a collective of us have come together to get our stories out to help empower the rest of the world and our fellow sisters. But just basically for me, my story is basically about getting outside of the limitations that the world has placed on us that we accepted, and to walk into our true destiny. I want to see people succeed, especially those who the world says can't or shouldn't, and who think they have a say-so in how they succeed or if they do it all. And my dream is to inspire and empower women to know that they're capable and valuable, and they're not limited to anyone else's restrictions. And that came through me wanting to get beyond my own fears of perceived failure and just embrace the possibility of the outcome of success. And that even though you may have faced financial and mindset challenges, to stop letting those outside voices and insecurities speak louder than your purpose, and to always remember that dreams are just your spirit telling you what your reality is really supposed to be.
Good. Thank you so much, Erica. That is good. You're welcome. Our next author is Teresa.
Hi, good morning. My name is Teresa. I actually pronounce it Teresa. I know it's hard for many. So my name is Teresa Moreno, and I am number one best-selling author on Amazon, a business owner, entrepreneur, and real estate investor. My chapter of the story talks about how I went from a high school dropout to a teen mom to a university graduate and a successful business owner and entrepreneur. My purpose is to be the catalyst which propels women to create, develop, and bring awareness to their own beauty and self-worth. I am also the CEO and founder of Roma Business Services Incorporated, which stands for Radical and Original Ideas with Mastery in Action, and it's a center that's dedicated to providing various community service workshops, including financial literacy, personal growth and development, team building, and we also provide books and resources for the community. So I have 14 other amazing stories in this book, Radical Women, of women who have overcome many obstacles and are now thriving and excelling and inspiring other women in their lives to be able to see that they can fulfill on their dreams and realize their goals. Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome, and thank you for being here. After hearing each and every last one of you all, I am really honored to have you all. I'm excited because, again, this is what we need. We need more people to speak up and actually see the transformation, and you all have transformed. And so this is just all amazing. I wanted to ask, and I'm going to go in order again, for how can our audience, our listening audience, contact and connect with you? And so, Beatrice, if you don't mind sharing away, you know, social media handles, or any of that, that they can get in contact with you and follow you and purchase the book, how would they be able to do that?
Excellent. Thank you so much. On social media, you can simply find me on Beatrice Charles Ministries, and I ask that you kindly like, follow that page, that you don't miss any updates from us, because I do hold an annual women's healing retreat in South Florida, so I'd love to have you. And as well as my website, BeatriceCharlesMinistries.org. And on Instagram, Beatrice Charles Ministries. Very simple. Keyword, Beatrice Charles and Ministries. Thank you.
Thank you. Blanca.
Hello. I can be contacted through social media. On Facebook, you could just look up B Solarzano, that's B-E-E. And also I am on Instagram at life_A_B_. Or I can also be contacted on my email, solarzanobg@gmail.com. And I can spell that for you because it's a hard-ass name. It's S as in Sam, O L O, R as in Robert, Z as in Zebra, A-N-O, B-G, boygirl, at gmail.com. Thank you.
Thank you. The next is going to be Tarsha.
Hello there again. And if people would like to reach out to me and contact me for transformational messages, they can reach me at Tarsha Global on Instagram. That's T-A-R-S-H-A Global, G-L-O-B-A-L, and Tarsha Howard on Facebook. Thank you.
Thank you. Tanya.
Hi. If you're interested in connecting with me, you can reach me on Facebook at Tanya, T-O-N-Y-A, Kent, K-E-N-T, and Instagram, as well as my name, Tanya Kent. And my email address is keysforthekingdom.tlk@gmail.com. Again, Keys for the Kingdom, and that's the number 4, .tlk@gmail.com. And I'm also on LinkedIn under Tanya Kent as well. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Erica.
Yes. I can be reached on Instagram at simply the Erica Nobles, and you can also reach me on my website, theericanobles.com, and I also have LinkedIn, which is just Erica Nobles.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Oh,
I love that, Coach. That was awesome.
Thank
you. So if you'd like to get a hold of me to learn about or get started in real estate investing and any entrepreneurship opportunities, as well as creating a life that you love by design, or schedule this discovery call with me, you can find me at on Instagram at 1Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A, M-O-R-E-N-O, Moreno. So it's 1Teresa Moreno. And on Facebook, you can find me as Teresa Moreno or Teresa Moreno. And my website is teresa-moreno.com. And just so you know, se habla español on this side.
Thank you very, very much. Okay, I am going to take some time to see if we have Q&A. I'm going to see if there's any guests, any of our listening audience that would like to ask questions. Before I do that, I would like for everybody to mute their phones if you are not a guest. I would like for you to mute your phones. I'm going to open up the line, and that way anyone who would like to ask a question, they may do so. If you do not have a question to ask, mute your phone music. All right, I've opened up the line. Is there anyone that would like to ask any of our best-selling authors a question? Okay, so if there's no questions, I'm going to ask a few questions, if you all don't mind. So one of the questions I have is, what gave you the inspiration or motivation to write the piece in Radical Women? And I will start with Beatrice.
Thank you, Coach. What inspired me is, during the course of my marriage, so many things took place. And literally it was like a storm of events that led to the pending divorce and just the catalyst that just birthed my purpose. And after that, I just was wondering, what was that? And how do I never, ever, ever, never attract that again? I think one of my fellow authors mentioned the law of attraction. And I was so determined. Not only did I never want to repeat that cycle again, but I took the opportunity to, again, we were transformational authors. So we were strategic and intentional. and purposeful in restoring our lives. So, you know, I took the steps of hiring a life coach, therapy. There's a couple of things that I did to make sure that I don't let history repeat itself. And so in doing that, was able to go back to the foundation of when I originally experienced brokenness, and that was, childhood sexual trauma. And while we were digging through the layers of that, you know, I discovered actually like about a year later exactly the behaviors that I experienced in my marriage. And that's when I discovered what a narcissist truly was. And so it just blew my mind. Literally I was reading my life from a textbook. And so I thought, okay, if I went through this, I want to make sure that I can share my experience with as many women who will listen so that they don't experience what I went through. And if they are currently in it, that they can identify and recognize it. So I'm also a domestic abuse recovery coach. And so it is my passion and my desire and, you know, just to share as much as I possibly can. And that I can help pull as many of my sisters out of their pit and going from the pit mm-hmm. into the palace and know what your purpose is. Because when the Lord allows pain to come into your life, it's not just because he wants to hurt you. It's because of what he's buried inside of your womb, and he needs you to birth it. So he's going to cause hell to break loose sometimes in order for you to birth purpose. And I'm telling you, I would have never birthed my purpose had I not gone through this marriage. So it was intentional.
I understand. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing. Hello?
Hi. My children are my inspiration. In this book, I wanted to inspire not only, you know, my children, obviously other children, other families to learn how to overcome their issues with mental health. And I just want my children to see that, you know, their mother has gone through a lot with, you know, and so many challenges, just, you know, and just being a mother in this day and age, we have to fill so many different hats and do so many different things, and we still have to be the superwomen that we are. But again, you know, I don't want my chapter to just be concentrated on just, you know, the gender of woman. I want it to be about everyone. I want everyone to be inspired, not only just women, but men, children, families as a whole. And going back to my children, you know, I just want to set down a foundation for them to continue the legacy. You know, it's also very difficult to deal with those issues when you come from another country and you come into a new environment and you are trying to adapt and feel like yourself, but you're not yourself because you have to be or try to be someone else because you're trying to adapt to your environment. And that has a lot to do also with how we deal with these types of issues. And, you know, I just want my children to continue that and to inspire people and just to show everyone that, you know, we've made it through, and this is how, you know, we have become stronger for future generations. And like they say, you know, Rome was not built in a day. Well, that's the truth, because, you know, every piece, you know, and every layer of each generation keeps us pushing and makes us stronger. So that is what pretty much inspired me to write and come out with my story. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you very much. Tarsha.
Hello. How are you again? I'm so happy that I'm a part of this conversation this morning. Who inspired me? Who inspired me were the women in my community, and I preferably we'll say the Black community, who were going through narcissistic abuse, but they were unaware of what they were going through. I myself was unaware of what I was going through. I did not have an outlet. I didn't even know I was going through a mental storm. I didn't have anyone in my family to talk to. And because mental illness in the Black community is a silent epidemic, I decided to raise awareness as well as let women know it is okay to seek psychological help. It is okay to seek a therapist. It is okay to seek spiritual help in your local church, your local spiritual leaders who are over your life, and also to implement self-care and your daily routine to come back into a wholeness and in order to be made whole again. We as a people cannot function if we are not psychologically and spiritually healthy. And finally, I am bringing awareness in my local community, one person at a time. Anyone who calls me, and this is how the Lord used this situation to bring awareness and to also birth me into my purpose as well, and to show people that there is a way out and we should not be ashamed of going through a psychological situation in our life that is meant for our bad, but God will turn it around for our good. Thank you so much. Yes.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you very much for sharing. Erica.
Yes, I'm here. I was just listening to the other ladies, and I'm just like, okay, I have to come behind that. So, and that is actually what inspired me. It was me always doing, I was basically realized that I was doing a lot to help other people achieve their dreams and encourage them, but I wouldn't do it for myself. I would always stop. And then I'm a why person. Why do I do this? Why don't I, you know, really step out and, you know, put myself first like that? And I got to thinking about some things, and then with some prayer and some meditation, you know, God brings stuff back to you. And I started remembering some things that I went through as a child, things that I experienced, things that people said to me or did to me, and how it affected my self-esteem and my confidence, and how it put such limitations and restrictions on the way I saw myself, which affected the decisions that I made concerning my life. And even though I didn't feel the way I should have about me, I wanted everyone else to feel the way that they should about themselves. So I had to learn to encourage myself and to take a chance on myself and to put myself first. And I wanted to be able to inspire other people. I've always had the mindset that if you're going to go through something, then let it be for your good. Let me get something good out of it. And so the good that I was able to get out of these experiences is, you know, yeah, it hurt me. Yeah, it was even meant to destroy me, but it didn't. So I still have a purpose. So let me reach out and, you know, try to still help other people, but help them avoid those pitfalls. And if they've already fallen into that thing, then let's what I can do to help get them out of it.
Amazing. I love it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes. Well, what inspired me is that I come from, my parents are immigrants from Mexico, and I'm first generation American, and continue with their education. My mom only got a first grade education. My dad only went to third grade. And I see how much they wanted us to have an education here when they brought us. They actually enrolled us into Catholic school, wanted to ensure that we have a good education and foundation. And I saw the struggles that they went through just to make sure we have that. And at age 58, my mom decided to go back to school and learn how to read and write because she didn't even know how to write her name. All she would do is do a little doodle, a little dot was her signature.
And that completely inspired me. I was already had my children, and to see her go back and learn how to read and write her name and the excitement that it gave her, it just made me realize that even though I had dropped out of high school, I can still go back and pursue a college education, which is something I thought I wasn't going to be able to do. And seeing her do that and achieve that and being able to write little letters to us, which was even like 3 to 4 letter words, was something that inspired me. And something that I saw that there was more that people can contribute and give to their community. And there's times when we don't realize our value or our worth or how much we contribute to our families and our communities because we have those limiting beliefs that we've come with or those experiences that we've had in the past. And that's what stops us from fully contributing to everyone that we love and giving of ourselves and fulfilling our dreams. And just seeing that and seeing how other women have struggled in going through the same challenges that I was going through, especially when I was in school, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not the only one, you know, and I kept hearing more stories of single moms that are, you know, going to school and looking for an education and create a better life for their children. And I just thought, you know what, this cycle has to stop. Like there has to be a point where we stop this and we empower our community. We empower our elders. We empower the people in our life to know that they can have an education. And if they don't want to go to college, they don't have to, but they really can pursue any dream that they want and they can fulfill on their goals that they want. And there has to be an opening for that, right? A place where they can come to and where they can move out. And so I'm like, my mom and my dad, and I want to cry because I love them, you know, but it's what inspired me to know that even though I had 3 kids and I was a single mom, I got through college and I did it.
Amazing. You all are just an amazing group of women in your stories, you know, in the transformation. It's just, it's very empowering. And I'm excited to see where you all go from here. I mean, I know that you already have, you know, you're all entrepreneurs, best-selling authors now, international best-selling authors now. But I'm going to be watching you all. I'm going to be watching you all. So I just wanted to say thank you. You know, it's an honor having you on the show. You are welcome back to the show. I am going to see if we have anyone who would like to speak now as far as our listening audience. So I'm going to go ahead and put everybody on live again just to see if there's anyone who would like to ask a question. So if you do not have a question, please mute your phone so that there's no background noise. So we're open for Q&A. Is there anyone that would like to ask any of the authors a question that can relate to something that maybe they were going through or something that you were inspired by?
I have something to say. Do I have the floor?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, this is Ayana Mills Ambrose, CEO of Thanks and Mills and the visionary author of this book, Radical Woman. Just listening to these ladies gives me chills, and I was a part of this journey with them as they were writing their stories, and from the very first time I met them and heard their stories, I knew that they had to get them out because, as you can hear, these women are amazing and powerful beyond measure.
Yeah.
They are powerful because they have endured some things that's not easy, and they have alone, and they go. They keep going. It's like right now the country is in a crisis. But the good thing about it is that we're all going through it together. You know, we have the stimulus. We have, you know, them coming together for a vaccination. You know, we have the country coming together to solve a problem that everyone has. Long before the pandemic, these ladies faced an internal pandemic, or what felt like an internal pandemic. They didn't have anyone to bail them out. They didn't have a stimulus package. There was no vaccine to cure narcissism. There was no vaccine to cure dyslexia. Yet, these ladies figured it out and they got it done. And that is why this book is so important, because we want other people to know you have the power and the ability within you to figure it out and get it done, no matter how it feels. We have all felt it. We've all felt like giving up. We've all felt like we couldn't do it. And some of us have felt like we wanted to take our own lives. But we won because we didn't give up. We didn't give up, and we don't want anyone else to give up. So I just hope that everyone supports this book and hear how these ladies overcame their situations, because they don't discuss just the problem. They discuss the solution, and we want to help others figure out the solution. So I just wanted to congratulate the ladies on being bold and sharing their stories. It's been a pleasure, and I want to thank you, Coach Chanel, for having us on. You are amazing yourself, and you are also an international best-selling author, and you've been on all platforms, CNN, CBS, Fox News, and everything else. So we know you're powerful as well. So it is a pleasure to be amongst powerful women, and that's what it's about, women empowering other women. So I just wanted to say I am very happy about this project. All you ladies on this line, I'm thrilled with what you have overcome, and I want to say thank you so much. This is Ayana, and I'm finished speaking.
Thank you so much, Ayana. You said it. You said it perfectly. I'm just in awe, and I thank you all again for being on the show. I am going to wrap it up. What I do is I do wrap it up in prayer. I close out in prayer on my show, and I know that that may be rare because, you know, as far as business platforms are concerned. But for my show, I will give the Lord the glory, and I will acknowledge him in all things. So I just want to go ahead and close us out and just say, Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for our special guest. Thank you for all that are in attendance, our listeners. I pray for everyone's home and families and all that are connected to us. This is a holy week, so I acknowledge that as well, Father God. I ask that all of our needs be met above and beyond. You know exactly what the needs are of your people, Lord Jesus. So I just come to you asking you to give them what it is that you see that they need above and beyond what they even are asking for. I ask for the covering, and I ask for everybody to be safe. They're coming and they're going. And please send those that you have for them individually, send them to them, Lord, so that they can help them, because they are being obedient to share in their testimonies, in their stories, and how they overcome. I pray this in Jesus' name. Everyone have a great weekend. Until next time, bye for now.